Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Glorious hump day to you, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, you remember yesterday we were talking about more Apple rumors. Well, here comes another one. This one has to do with the next iPhone. iPhone 8, I guess, is what we're going to call it for now. I don't know. I doubt it'll be the 7S. And you might have to dig a little deeper in your pockets for this one, because the rumor has it that Apple is swapping out aluminum for stainless steel. Yes, that is the latest rumor from the company's East Asian supply chain, reported by Digitimes. As you probably guessed, yes, we've seen stainless steel before. iPhone 4S, in fact. So this is kind of leading towards what we've been hearing about that iPhone 8 having a glassed sandwich design. Yeah, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Meaning glass on the front and glass on the back. Now, according to Mr. Ming, yes, the KGI security analyst out there, who's actually been predicting this stainless steel iPhone for quite a while, is quoted saying it will give the phone a better look than aluminum, but will obviously cost more. So expect to only see this on high-end new iPhones. So who knows what this one's going to be called? Probably the iPhone 8 Plus Plus. Snapchat, ever becoming more popular, feels they need to branch out a little bit and set up a new office. And where to do that other than the United Kingdom? Bloody good, eh? Now, mind you, it's actually Snap. That's the people behind Snapchat. Remember, they kind of changed their name last year, making it all nice, short, and simple now. Now, this news, actually first reported by the Financial Times, is meaning that all advertising sales made in countries where Snap doesn't have local operations will now be booked in the UK. Now, most business analysts are looking at this saying, why'd you go there? Taxes are kind of high. But Snap really isn't seeing it this way. Going on to say being exposed to UK's higher tax rates won't be much of a problem in the near term, though, being the fact that Snap has not yet turned a profit. Hey, speaking of profit and money, did you get a little bit over Christmas? Yeah, usually it comes in cash form, particularly when it's from the grandparents, right? But you see something online and say, damn, I want that, but all I got is this paper crap. Have no fear, 7-Eleven is here. Yes, you can now deposit that cash right into your PayPal account, courtesy of 7-Eleven. Now, no, this isn't nothing new. PayPal Cash actually made its debut last year in spring. That way you can deposit the cash right into your PayPal account and you don't have to bother with your bank. But it is the first time we've seen it branch out on such a big 7-Eleven scale. Not sure how to do this? Well, PayPal and 7-Eleven say, hey, it's simple. Just use your PayPal app on your Android or iOS device. You generate a barcode, then you'll take that to 7-Eleven. They'll scan it, you'll give them the cash, and then they'll put that money in your PayPal account. However, though, with every good thing, there's always something. Yeah, the fee is going to be about $3.95, and it's currently only available in the U.S. And finally, did you get yourself an Alexa? Yes, Amazon's AI assistant over Christmas. And you started noticing stuff kind of popping up at your door thinking, did I order this? There's a reason for that. Probably particularly if you've got kids in the house. Earlier this week in Dallas, Texas, yeehaw. Apparently this couple's 6-year-old daughter said to the family's new Amazon Echo, can you play dollhouse with me and then get me a dollhouse? Of course, Alexa complied with her and said, sure, by ordering the KidCraft Sparkle Mansion dollhouse. Oh, and they also included 4 pounds of sugar cookies, too. Why not? However, though, that's not even half the story. Because it actually ended up on the Morning San Diego News. Seems the anchor, Jim Patton, remarked, I love the little girl saying, Alexa ordered me a dollhouse. Well, unfortunately, by Jim saying that, Echo owners that were listening to that broadcast right along next to their Echo, yeah, that little remark triggered orders on their own devices then. Now, it's not known yet if that little remark is going to have a dollhouse headed to them anytime soon. But according to The Verge, the station received a lot of reports of viewer devices attempting to order a dollhouse after hearing those remarks. It's kind of funny, but FYI, Alexa settings can actually be adjusted through the device's app. And yes, you do have the ability to turn off voice ordering altogether. Or better yet, just add a passcode to prevent accidental purchases. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out all our podcast or blog, everything that's happening over there at the BTN Network. And of course, while you're over there, if you love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network, consider giving a donation to us. Helps us keep things up and running and the lights on over here. You can easily do that through our Patron Fund, I don't even want to say it. And of course, those of you donating to us every month, thank you very, very much for your support. Like our Facebook page too. British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community chatting it up over there at our Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. Yes, I'm sorry, no Thursday edition again. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, how many of you right now are headed over to your Amazon Echo? Yeah, I'm going to join you too. That's definitely on the to-do list today. Anyways, have a great Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.